I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mexico is still recovering from the three earthquakes that struck last month. Altogether, well over 400 people were killed. Jimmy Myers of AMG International says their partners in the ground sustained only minor damage, and they've been working to meet the needs of people who are worse off. Myers says the most important thing you can do is pray for the church to act as the hands and feet of Jesus.
Pray for your brothers and sisters. Pray for those who are walking with the Lord and are doing everything they can to reach out to people in their time of need, because even though they may not have been right in the disaster zone, so many are affected because they've lost friends, they've lost relatives. No one is in this size of an earthquake is untouched.
You're listening to Mission Network News. When you abandon your own ideas of what's possible, God can use you in amazing ways. Just look at One Way Ministries' work in Ghana. Ray Mensa says they've seen the Lord do a great work and are continuing to set faith-driven goals.
This year we have a goal of reaching 50,000 people in 10 least rich people groups, and we're trusting the Lord for at least 10,000 decisions for Christ. And then we're looking at 60 churches being planted, new churches, and we started disciple-making movement where we've seen the groups multiply, groups multiplying, disciples making disciples. We have 64 groups so far, and we hope it to multiply to about 200 by the end of the year.
There's a great harvest in Ghana waiting to be reaped. Please pray that God would protect One Way's work there and that the church would continue to thrive. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories that help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.